Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because will there be a Doge stimulus check? Is money coming your way because of all the savings? We're going to get into it. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you're part of our email list. Use the link below and sign up for it. Let's get right into it. For those of you that have been around a long time, this is how this channel was started. I got people information on stimulus. I got people information on grants during COVID shenanigans. Okay? Now, I'm really experienced in this, and I really know a lot about this. The latest talk of a stimulus check is the savings that Elon Musk and the Doge Department are doing with government waste and clawing this money back and saving all this money. By the way, I'm at one of the most beautiful spots, Moss Point. And think about this, guys. People are calling for these stimulus checks. Have they officially announced it? No. But is it making national news all the way around the block? You know, Newsweek picked it up recently. And what Newsweek was saying was, wait a second. It's only fair if you guys, you know, save so much money that you give us a stimulus payment. Now, James Fishbeck owns Azoria Investment Firm. And Azoria came back, and Azoria, what he said, what James said, was give us 20% of the savings and redistribute it just to the taxpayers. How many people pay taxes in the United States? 78 million. So what this would do is right now, with the 78 million and $1 trillion in savings, you would be able to see a $5,000 stimulus check. Now, the thing about this is that the government has the ability to send stimulus checks. You guys have gotten the stimulus checks in the past, whether you got a hard check or you got the debit card. People got this money and they have the infrastructure to do it. Now, what's being uncovered is sinful, guys. My last video, you know, talking about, or two videos ago, talking about the Social Security is nuts. But the idea with this is that you're saving so much money and cutting all these costs, why not give it back? Which is great. Now, the highest figure that I have heard is $8,000. Well, if you use Mr. Fishbeck's math and you save $2 trillion, you could see stimulus checks as high as $16,000 a taxpayer. Now, who's entitled to this money according to this plan that hasn't been put together yet? It would be people that are paying taxes. If you were on Social Security right now, you would not be eligible. If you're on disability of any kind, welfare or any kind, you would not be eligible. This would be for business owners. This would be for people that have jobs or people that are self-employed, paying taxes, any way, shape, or form, your LLC, your corporation, whatever. These people would be the ones that would be eligible for this, you know, payment. Now, one thing, last time we had a stimulus check here in the United States was 2021. Here's the crazy thing. There are still people, 2 million people got a $1,400 stimulus check. The Biden administration had these funds withheld and released them in December and early January before Joe Biden left office. And the idea with this was to get people the money that they were supposed to get. Rebate recovery, guys. Now, if you never got a stimulus check and you were eligible in 2021, you can still get that $1,400 check if you contact the IRS and let them know. Because think about it. You could be my kid who's moved six times since 2021, or they don't have the proper bank account and it was rejected. Whatever, guys, but contact them and see if you're eligible, because if you're eligible, you could have $1,400 coming your way. So there's that. Again, I get a don't call the IRS. They're going to know it's you. Yeah, they are going to know it's you, okay? And they're too busy to, you know, you're not some drug kingpin doing something nefarious. You're you, okay? So try to get this money if you're entitled to it, guys. It's your last chance to get it because it's not going to be done. But theoretically, guys, all the savings has been sinful. It has been absolutely disgusting what's been turned around. Now, I get people that write me and say, my cousin's brother's friend lost their job and they were in this government agency. I am terribly sorry about that. I really am. But like so many other people, if you think your job is secure doing anything right now, you're kidding yourself right now. You really are. Because you're seeing everything being affected from real estate to retail to software to tech. Everything has been affected. Government services, everything has been affected in the last year. And it's only going to get worse before it gets better. And you need to not get hit by a wave. So, okay? Again, guys, this is a beautiful spot. When the tide goes out, it's got all this green grass, which they call moss, which it's not. And I have people correct me all the time. But it's just a beautiful spot. So, what do you guys think about this? I think it's crazy. Could you theoretically get this check in 2025? Yes, you could. I'm telling you guys, the amount of money that they are uncovering, it's over $1 billion a day right now that is being found out to be overspent and clawed back, and it's just not, it's going to be shut off. Think about this. Marco Rubio is our Secretary of State. He canceled all business subscriptions to every news source outside the United States. So every State Department, every government building that we are responsible for outside, if you have like a subscription to the LA Times or the Wall Street Journal, buy, canceled right now. Because what they found out is a lot of these that they were paying, you may pay, $150 a year, and they're paying $18,000 a year. Okay, isn't that great? You're getting better service, though, damn, you get to pay the 18G. No. So, enough is enough. People are getting fleeced. But what do you think about this? Should we get a stimulus check? You know, the other thing that I want people to know about is that there are ways to get help, okay? If you or somebody you know is hurting right now, there are great programs. Findhelp.org. Findhelp.org is available in every state. You can search. You can get your bills paid. You can get your utilities paid. You can get your cell phone paid, insurance, all these different services based on your economic need. Now, during COVID, when people were really hurting, these services paid a lot of money. There was a lot of government grants out there to help businesses and help people get through this stuff, including unemployment and all that stuff. But these services, go back to them. 211.org. What that is a service here in California. It's inundated with wildfire stuff right now, but you can go there and get yourself help for all these different programs. I've done a lot of videos on this stuff, guys, and the money is there. But the cries for help and the cries for people to get a stimulus check, man, oh, man, oh, man. I mean, I've had people, I used to not make fun of them, but up until a month ago, I would get people that would go, oh, come on, no more stimulus checks, guys. It's done. Go start a business. Go get a job. But now you could theoretically, I could easily see this happening. And the reason for that is just because the amount of uncovered government waste is absolutely sinful, and the number is staggering. I mean, I thought that they'd uncover some stuff, and it would be, oh, look at this. They found $88 million someplace. No, they're finding billions of dollars that they never should have had access to. Isn't that wild? So let me know what you think about this. There's still more to cover, but should we get a stimulus check? Share this with everybody. Look at the stories below. And the crazy thing is Elon has the president's ear. He is responding to this right now. What do you think about this? And again, you guys ever need help or anything like that or assistance, you want some programs or things like that, you can email me, hello@iallegedly.com, and I'll refer you out. But look at this stuff. Go start in the city that you live in, start in the county, start in the state, and search those for what you need. I need help paying my cell phone bill. I need help with my insurance, help with my prescriptions, help paying utilities. There are services out there that will help people with that. And I've done it. I can't even count how many times I've done it, guys. I've helped people with this. So Check it out. Let me know what you think about this, but there's more to cover on this. It's so awesome. I love coming down here because the fog is starting to roll in. You really can't see it, but it's just getting hazier and hazier as I stand here. Now, don't get me wrong. If they do this, they could expand it to other people. It could be people on disability, people on Social Security. It could be everybody. It could be, hey, instead of giving $8,000 to just the taxpayers, we'll give $5,000 to everybody. It could be something like that. But there's no way that this has been set up yet. But what's happening is DOGE is uncovering so much. And let's face it, we've all worked for places where, gosh, this place is a lot of people that don't do much. How about this? I saw a great interview with employees that worked for Chuck Schumer's office that sat there and said, there's nothing to do. We don't have to do anything. You just hang out. Hey, what are we going to do for lunch? You guys want to do Italian food? No, no, let's do Thai food today. I know, hey, you want to get smoothies before 10 o'clock? Let's go do that. That was their big worry at some of these, senators' offices. I mean, it's crazy. And I'm just using Chuck Schumer because it was brought up to me and crazy stuff was sent to me. That being said, guys, you're seeing places like HUD scream and say, you can't cut our staff. These people are needed. If it's inefficient, you can cut a staff anywhere. Why can Microsoft do it, but you can't do it for the HUD office? They want to get rid of 40% of the people at HUD. Now, Bloomberg issues a story and it's sent to me. And the story was, you can't do this because it's going to affect so many people's lives. And we, at this program, put so many people into houses and help the challenge and the people that are broke. I mean, it's all this stuff. And it's just a sob story. Read it. It'll be below. But the other one is FHA. FHA sets there and says, we've helped 498,000 first-time homebuyers in the last year get insurance for their home. Fantastic, guys. You can do it on less staff. That's what the point of this is. Now, I want to thank Bob for this one because it brought up a great story that I want to tie into this, and that there's $4.7 trillion worth of accounting that you have a code. Whenever you pay a bill through the government access code, you have a government access code that's supposed to be tied to a check. There's $4.7 trillion that has no code to it. We don't know where it went. Now, I saw a great interview with Jordan Belfort, the Wolf of Wall Street, the original con man who did this, who said, wait a second, he's turned his life around, guys. You know, they made that great movie, and he wrote that great book, but he said, I know what they're doing. This is a scam. They used to run so much shenanigans through, his brokerage firm that they went out and they would lie about the checks. They would pay people to do nefarious things, different stuff that was illegal. Can't even say what that stuff is here. And they would not put a code to it. So his dad, Mad Max, who was played by Rob Reiner in the movie, said, what's this money for? Oh, I don't know. Well, you can't do it with $4.7 trillion. You couldn't do it with $500,000, like he said. You couldn't do it with $1 million to make it so your dad wouldn't yell at you. But that's what they did through the government. So we're not supposed to be angry about this. And again, I love my Social Security video because so many people have written me and said, this is just sinful. This is sinful. If they find this money out, fire these people. I have to work every day. You have to work every day. Go and get rid of these people. Okay? So, but the scam is if we don't put a code to it, the accountants won't know what it is. That's what they've been doing to the tune of $4.7 trillion. We hear these figures and it's insane. It's sick. It's sinful. You pick the word. Remember, 211.org. findhelp.org, and also search, but you need to get a hold of me. It's hello@iallegedly.com. Good luck. Let's hope we get some checks. What would you buy with your stimulus check? Tell us. Would it be shenanigans, or would you do good for the world? Come on, let me know. Let me know what you would do with the money. Hello at iallegedly.com. Hit the like button, subscribe to the channel, share this with everybody. Look at the stories below too, and I'll see you real soon.